This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
This week, PFLAG, parents and friends of lesbians and gays, made a call for the federal government to appoint a LGBTIQ commissioner in the midst of the religious speech debate. Arian Potts spoke to PFLAG's Shelley Argent about the call and what they're seeing in the community around this debate.
Yesterday, PFLAG put out a call to appoint a national LGBTI commissioner. Why is that needed?
Well, because I think the LGBTIQ community need it, because especially now with the Religious Discrimination Commission about to be, you know, brought in and legislated and whatever, I think that this is going, that commission is going to negatively impact on the community, and I think much more than what people are realizing. And I think the LGBT people need protection, and that's why I'm doing it. And the problem, because the problem is with this Religious Discrimination Commission, it will override just about everything. They are making it that it is not, it's not religious discrimination, it's religious privilege, and it's big time. And not only with the LGBT community, it's also going to affect women, aged, health, you know, so many things. And, but, you know, as I said in the article, you know, there's women, age, disability, they all have commissions, but to, you know, for the people to go and complain to if there's an issue, but the LGBTIQ people don't. And I think that with this new commission coming in, we need to do it.
Do you think that there's government support or support in Parliament for the creation of a commissioner like this?
No, not at the moment, because they're so involved with their religious discrimination. That's all they're thinking about. But I think we need to be starting to make a noise about this and sort of bring it onto the agenda. And, I mean, I'm going down to Canberra in the second week of Parliament in October, and it's something that I'm going to be talking about and putting it into the politicians' minds, because I don't know if anybody's seriously mentioned it before federally, but it really needs to happen. Victoria has an LGBTIQ commissioner, works very well. Why can't the country? Because what's going to happen when they bring in this religious discrimination commission or commissioner, they're going to, I believe, make it all federal, with Tasmania, who have the best anti-discrimination laws in the country. They are quite possibly going to lose some of those. And that's bad. I mean, you normally take your country or people up to best practice. You don't take them down. And so I think that is wrong. And even when it comes to women, or even like trans women, it doesn't matter. If they're wanting just the prescription, say, for the pill, whether it be for trans women for their needs or other women with their needs of why they might need the pill, you know, or for contraception, that's not a given that they will just be able to go to the doctor anymore and say, I need a script. Because if the doctor doesn't believe in contraception, he doesn't have to give it to you. And that's appalling. I mean, that takes me back 50 years.
Do you think this would disproportionately affect regional areas?
Oh, everyone. Absolutely everyone. And now what happens if you are in a regional area where you only have one doctor, or you only have one pharmacy who doesn't, in their words, believe in your lifestyle or whatever? It could have a very big impact on the people of this country. But they're all sitting back thinking, nah, that's not going to happen. But I fear it will. We would not be having this discussion right now if the No campaign had won. Because this is, I believe, happening because the Yes campaign won, and the religious groups, because I wouldn't say they're Christians, they're religious groups, are not happy. And that's the only reason, because this country has religious freedom. We don't necessarily need more. But when you're in a meeting, they can always bring out one or two, always, you know, the exceptions, and that's true. But generally, we have religious freedom. It's not an issue.
Following on from Shelley, Ariane Potts spoke with Joe Ball, CEO of Switchboard Victoria, which runs part of the National QLife service. Joe told Ariane about what they have been hearing from the community and about how to access the service.
So at Switchboard, you're seeing impacts from the religious speech debate. What sort of impacts are you finding?
Yeah, look, we're definitely seeing that there's high levels of anxiety amongst our community about what this current legislation or raft of legislation as it is, is going to look like. However, I think what's important is to recognise that this is not in isolation, as our community understands that, but it's actually the culmination, I would say the anxiety in the community is a culmination of a range and ongoing campaigns that have been about our lives being completely in the public domain. And I think, you know, whether we go back to safe schools, the campaign for marriage equality, the birth certificate reform here in Victoria, where we saw in the month of August an article every week in The Australian that was anti-transgender, you know, all those things together, you know, are raising the anxiety and poor mental health outcomes in our community. And we're absolutely seeing that in the contacts that are coming to our service. In fact, in March this year, it was the highest ever on record contacts to the QLife National Service. And I think that shows that far from that, people are finding that marriage equality is, you know, solving, I guess, the mental health. There was sort of an expectation, I think, that after marriage equality, we would see a decrease in contacts to the service. But, you know, far from it, actually, we're seeing an increase. And I think that speaks to the campaigns that are being run publicly and definitely the religious freedom debate.
QLife is sort of an afternoon, evening service. When are you finding that QLife is busiest?
I would say that it's just constantly busy. In fact, sometimes it's hard for people to get through. And, you know, that's something we're always working on. And we always say to people, if you can't get through, just keep trying. You will be able to get through. Mm-hmm. We can't always predict the spikes of that people will contact us in.
The reasons why people are calling, have they changed?
I don't think they've changed since 1991 when Switchboard started, really. I think that always, you know, in 1991, look, we had a lot of calls of people talking about, as you can imagine, HIV, AIDS, social isolation, relationship breakdown, family issues. And I'd say those issues are still there today. And we've always had for 28 years people talking about suicide and mental health. And I think some of the drivers might have changed over time, meaning that the different kind of, if you will, campaigns have changed over time. Mm-hmm. And the health issues in our community, like HIV, has changed over time. And our responses to it. But I think there is still people who are calling about all those reasons. And I think that just speaks to the fact that we still have a long way to go as a community. And for as long as the community needs us, we're going to be here as Switchboard doing this work.
When should someone call Switchboard?
I think that...
Or QLife.
Yeah. So at Switchboard, we work nationally as part of QLife, and we're the Victorian partner in QLife. People call for so many reasons. Actually, the other day I went out and I asked people, why do you think people call? And this guy put up his hand and said, well, I called the other day because I had huge anxiety with exams at university, and I just really needed to talk to somebody, and I really wanted to talk to someone who was queer. And I was like, that's a reason, like that's a really legit reason. And I think that's really important, is people can call for whatever is actually making them feel like they want to speak to someone. Like every day we speak to people who have disabilities, as an example, who don't have a lot of opportunity to get out, and older people who are in the same situation. So if it's about, some people talk to us when they call us, it's the only person they've spoken to all day. And that's a legit reason to ring. And I think Also, if you are feeling suicidal, that's a reason to ring. If you are having troubles with your partner or you just want to talk about what's going on there, that's a reason to ring. Like, we train our volunteers to respond to a range of issues, and that includes suicidality, family violence, family breakdown, conversion therapy. Like, there's so many things, but whatever reason, it's about you. It's about if you need to talk to somebody, then that's the only reason. And you don't need to feel like your issue isn't urgent enough, which I really want to stress with people, because I think people get into this, like, I don't want to take up the line because there might be someone more urgent. If you want to, if it's urgent for you, it's urgent for us, and we want to hear from you.
QLife is available from 3 p.m. to midnight every day, Melbourne time, on 1800 184 527 or on the web qlife.org.au. There is an extended interview with Joe on the Informer podcast available now. To support shows like The Informer, you can go online to joy.org.au and donate online or become a member.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.